KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. We're with Terry and Mati Asari Jano of the Jano Academy of Music, and they put on the ABQ God's Talent Show. Coming up, auditions are happening right now. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you for allowing us to be here.
Hey, and you brought your own posse with you, your friend Susan Parr in Studio 2.
You bet.
Hey, isn't it nice outside, you know, sitting down in the patio and listening to the fountain or the baptismal, which it really is, but
the sound of water? I think my tree in my front yard's getting confused. It thinks it's summer.
Yeah. Well, don't say that because now it'll be 20 degrees outside, right? That's the way God does it?
That's correct.
Hey, we're excited. We had you on last year and are talking about this. There's some really special people that are going to be auditioning, and they do that in various ways electronically, right?
Yeah, everybody has to video themselves, and you can do that with just your cell phone these days. You don't have to spend a lot of money. And we just want a clear video, and then they upload it to YouTube. And when they have that video ready, they go online to abqgodstalent.com and fill out the form, upload that video onto it, send it to us, and they're in.
Well, Terry and Mati Asari are classically trained musicians. Is that the correct terminology? This is a guy questioning you that has absolutely not one bit of musical ability in my body, rhythmically challenged, can't play an instrument, can't sing, barely can hum. Now, Mati's already said, I'll teach you. She is biting off more than she can chew, I guarantee you. And, of course, Abby's in the other room going, yeah, Dad can't sing well. There it is. I want to let everybody know, ABQ God's Talent Show is absolutely free to audition. So you're going to do that. Deadline for online auditions is Friday, March 18th, 2022. And is there a timeline on that deadline? Because midnight. If people are like me, they procrastinate. So is it midnight on the 18th?
Yeah.
Okay. So you gotta get your stuff in before March 18th. Come on, everybody.
That would be nice. And that gives us time to go through them and really make a decision, because out of all the auditions that come in, we're going to pick only 10 for the live performance.
And the live performance is going to be Friday night, April 1st at Hoffmantown Church, 8888 Harper Boulevard. Most people in Albuquerque are familiar with that. And this is a talent show for middle school and high school students.
Yeah, and we think of it as a Christian talent show. We are really looking for Christian artists that don't have a place to showcase their music.
God's given talent.
God's given talent.
Yeah.
It's hard for young people to find that venue.
And talk about the kinds of talent that you're looking for, Mati. Who are you looking for? Are you looking for singers, dancers?
You know, any ensemble, music, instrumental ensemble, choir, even, you know, small group of quartets or
duets. So you might have a team of people.
Yes. Yeah. Praise team. Comedy, you know, and something like speakers, you know, motivational speakers. Maybe, you know, God's proclaiming... You know, good news of proclaimers, you know, people who want to proclaim.
That middle school student that thinks they're going to be a pastor down the road,
go
they
for
can
it.
Come out and preach the gospel.
Yes,
yes.
Sir.
And we actually seek for those students really.
And you are exactly right. I can't use my cell phone to probably 1/10 of its capacity, but these new phones can put together video that's just wonderful.
Now, you're carrying in your pocket every day what used to take a very expensive studio to do.
Yeah. ABQ Gods, G-O-D-S, talent.com is the website. You go to that. Again, to audition is absolutely free. Submit the video. And then what happens if you make the final cut, the last 10?
Okay, we'll notify you that you're on the show, and then they'll send us their whatever backing track they're going to use. The one rule is anybody up on the stage has to be in middle school or high school. So if they're using live musicians to back them, they have to be in middle school or high school. but we also allow them to use a track. And so as long as I have the track and enough time to load it into our program, and so whenever they come up on stage, we hit the button and their track starts, and it all runs very smooth. And so they'll show up that day a couple hours early so we can do a sound check on each act and then run the show. And somebody that night is going to win $500. The first place is $500. Second place is $200. Third place is $100.
And again, no cost to audition.
No cost to audition, no cost to attend.
You do have some people helping you. Shout out now to your sponsors.
Jerry. Yeah, we're Wex has helped us, Mackey Law, Musicality, Hope Christian School especially, Herrera Coaches, Bibles Plus, Deerholt Auto Care, Sign Gypsies, Albuquerque Anchor Insurance, Stonebridge Construction, and, of course, Jano Academy of Music.
Yeah.
And we're hoping for some more this year.
Well, it's a lot of fun. If someone wants to help you in putting on this event, it's a free event. April 1st, you're going to have 10 great performances. And some of these performances are pretty dramatic. You've sent me videos of the winning contestants the last couple of years. And really entertaining, really uplifting to go to the show.
Yeah, it's amazing to see how much talent these young people have. I mean, they're going for it. They're not holding back at all.
Can people sign up to be sponsors on the website, or do they need to give you a call?
If they want us to advertise in our program, they need to give us a call.
Okay.
And that'd be 505-238-2966. And if they just want to donate, we'll put their name in the program as well. And they can do that online at abqgodstalent.com.
Tell me, you both have been involved in music, and Marty, what's your specialty in music?
I mostly play piano, and of course, I play other different instruments. You know, since I was young, I was always involved in church, and so I was just interested in all kind of instruments, so I tried them all and just learned, you know.
So not only do you play that, though, but you've performed in very high-level performances.
Yes.
What has that meant to you? Is that really special? Is it the performance that matters, or is it the practicing every day? What do you love about it?
Well, I just love it that, you know, since God's given me this talents, that I like to show people, you know, how God has worked through me, and just really enjoy, you know, have the joy to play for Him, to Him.
Yeah.
I know I spent 20 years in the Musicians Union. And I don't miss those days, even though they were great, but I prefer to serve the Lord and play Christian music now.
Well, you were saying that to be a musician, even a Christian musician, when everybody else is off, like, for example, when we're at church worshiping, the musicians are leading the worship.
Yeah.
So it's a different lifestyle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, we're worshiping at the same time. We're just blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah. You have to be a night person to be a musician, don't you?
Yeah. I spent 20 years getting home at 3 or 4 in the morning.
But I think it's fun. I think it's fun that you've both enjoyed that. And did you meet playing music together?
Actually, I was teaching at the Grove School of Music. It was a private conservatory in Los Angeles. And her parents sent her from Jakarta to America because she had a boyfriend, and they wanted to get away from him. So they sent her there, and she met me as a student. And after she graduated, we got together. And it was interesting because the way I look at it, her parents sent her from the fire into the frying pan.
There you go. I'm not sure they would appreciate this interview. So
no,
maybe
they
won't
trust
send it
me.
Home. Well, I love the fact, though, that this is something common, that you're worshiping together, that you're playing music together, you're teaching together. Your background is that you have, at one time, you ran the music program at Hope Christian School.
Yes.
And now you're providing through JNOW Academy of Music. You actually do some teaching?
Yeah, we run an after-school program for grades 1 through 5. And those kids are...
Middle school as well.
Yeah, and middle school as well. But those kids are amazing. You know, they come in twice a week, and they work hard. We're about to give a concert in March the 4th.
Nice. Tell us about some of the winners. Have they actually gone on to use their music abilities in the way that you were hoping they would?
Yes, actually, of several years, of course, it's going to be our fourth year this year, you know, but the first, second, and third years, they all went on to, you know, serve the Lord in their churches. And even before the audition, they were involved in their churches. And that's what we hope for, that they will continue to do so, you know, regardless what church they go to, and continue to worship and serve the Lord.
You know, yeah. One of the big purposes, I think, is to, we want to raise up a young generation of new worship leaders, new musicians for the Lord. I mean, there's so many places you can learn about secular music, but where do you go to get a grounding in worship music?
Yeah. Well, I know I've talked to a few of the musicians at Legacy Church, a few of the musicians at Calvary Church, and a lot of them spent a long time playing in bars and performing and entertaining people and doing those kind of things. And then once they make a commitment to the Lord, they get involved in leading congregations in worship. But it's kind of like you may be one of the first developing that at an early age, so you don't have to do some of the other things that you've
Wouldn't that be nice if you could avoid that part of your life?
Well, I can tell you that I know it's funny that we're talking about this, because I know a couple of country western musicians, and they're very strong Christians, and they love the opportunity for evangelism. When they go play at a bar, they'll get to know a lot of the couples and things that are dancing, and the people are there just to dance. They're not wild or anything else. They're just having a good time. And they actually have an opportunity to share their faith with people, and plus they have a lot of fun. Now, I don't know if I would feel comfortable in that setting, but I've enjoyed going country western dancing occasionally myself, and that's a lot of fun. But I can see the pressure on musicians. I can see the fatigue it would cause, because we're talking about 3 o'clock in the morning. Right. I don't think I'd like staying up past 10. You know, that's the bad part for me. Are you all still working on some of those kinds of projects where you have to?
No, not anymore. No. We're strictly teaching, and the after-school program, and working for the church. And I don't have a desire personally to do those kinds of jobs anymore.
Yeah. Would you recommend the life of a musician to people?
Depends what kind of music.
If they can serve the Lord, I would say go for it. But you know what? All the stuff that you go through as a musician normally, I think God may be allowing you to go through that to teach you to be a better musician, and he has a plan. Because I can look back on my life and I can see, even though I wasn't involved with the church, that he guided me through it all to where I'm at right now. He had a plan, and it was hard, but I finally came around.
I love it. ABQ God's Talent Show is coming up on April 1st, and right now auditions are being taken online. You go to God's plural, G-O-D-S, possessive, I should say, abqgodstalent.com, and you can submit a audition video right there. The deadline for submitting is Friday night, midnight, March 18th. Now, having said that, I know there's people going to be submitting videos to you. Don't wait till midnight on Friday, the March 18th. Yeah, come on, you guys.
God.
Get them sent in. This is all volunteers running this. There's no cost for you to audition. You might win $500 if you make the final 10 and win the contest. It's going to be a special time also for friends and family. That's what right. a place to take your family. Maybe you want your children involved in music, and they get to go see some performers and some people doing this kind of thing, and there's no cost to it. What a fun time for your family to go on April 1st, the show at Hoffmantown.
Yes. In fact, I would love to see some of the youth, you know, youth leaders to bring their youth in, you know, just for a night of out, you know, night out to attend this event. I think it will be a blessing.
It'd be worthwhile. For them.
By the way, if you might be a music director at a church and you have some young people involved mm-hmm. in your organization, get them to audition.
Yes.
And you guys might even be able to use the volunteer help from different worship teams around the city of Albuquerque.
One thing that I want to stress, though, is it's not a Hoffmantown church event. They're allowing us to use their venue, their worship center. This is open to all churches throughout Albuquerque, all schools. And it's open to the community.
Yeah.
It's a non-denominational Christian event.
We are with Terry and Mari Asari Jano. They own the Jano Academy of Music, and they're organizing and sponsoring the ABQ God's Talent Contest. The show will be held Friday night, April 1st, 7 o'clock p.m. at Hoffmantown Church, and auditions are being taken right now online through March 18th. Get those in and submit those at abqgodstalent.com. We'll be back with Terry and Mari Asari right after these messages. Stay with us.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, you're out of gas and you need to refuel. Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's Word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, I need continuous infilling because I leak. What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300 or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM.
I'm Cassidy, host of Bible School of the Air. The Bible and the information contained within is of primary importance and deserves our undivided attention. With all of the bad news, fake news, and biased news we consume on a daily basis, it's of the utmost importance that we consume the good news that only comes from the pages of Scripture. In addition to the daily lineup of quality Bible teachers heard on KLYT, we also purpose to create an atmosphere of learning while, at the same time, growing in our relationship with God. Each Saturday, starting at noon, KLYT provides verse-by-verse teaching from Chuck Smith, Chuck Missler, and Skip Heitzig. The sessions wrap up in the final hour with Q&A hosted by Scott Richards. Join me Saturdays at noon for Bible School of the Air here on KLYT. It's tuition free, and every week is a great week to start. You'll be glad you did.
There's a top 10 list for just about everything. But what about a top 10 list that can actually impact your faith? Skip Heitzig's top 10 messages will really make a mark. Here's a sample from what most people don't know about heaven.
Somebody once said there are going to be at least three surprises in heaven. First of all, who's there that you thought would never make it? Second, who's not there that you were sure would make it? And then number three, the fact that you yourself are there by God's grace.
Hear Skip teach on heaven, hell, and the end times, and topics like the Holy Spirit and true happiness. And when you give $35 or more today, we'll also send you Reload Love, Lenya Heitzig's book about the founding of a ministry that's been helping children victimized by terror for nearly two decades. Visit connectwithskip.com to give today and get Skip's top 10 messages on CD, plus your copy of Reload Love by Lenya Heitzig, or call 800-922-1888.
You're listening to KLYT.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Well, we're finding out some real interesting things today from Terry and Mari Asari. We're talking about the ABQ God's Talent Show. It's going to be held on April 1st. That's Friday night at Hoffmantown Church, 7 o'clock, 8888 Harper Boulevard. Most of us know where Hoffmantown is located. Hoffmantown is making that facility available for free, but it's not a Hoffmantown event. It's all churches. Yes. It's all schools, middle school and high school students invited.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for making that clear, because a lot of churches hesitate to join us because they think, oh, I don't want to send my kids to do another church's event.
Now, have you guys seen in all of your history, not just doing ABQ God's Talent Show, have you seen proteges? Have you seen that young elementary school student that can flat get after it on the keyboard or something like that?
Yeah.
And is that a God-given ability?
I believe it has something to do with it for sure, but nothing is better than hard work.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can take a musician who's maybe not quite as gifted, you might say, who might surpass the person who was gifted because they worked harder.
Mm. That's actually true in athletics too. I mean, there's a lot of naturally gifted athletes that don't work hard.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the truth. That naturally gifted athlete that works hard, no one can catch him.
Exactly.
And I would assume that's probably true in music as well.
Exactly. That's the same.
And those are the people that become the stars, even in Christian music. Are you all surprised how music changes, or are you just used to it because you've always been involved in music?
I'm not sure where music is headed in popular music anymore. It's a little bit.
Does Christian contemporary music follow the national trends as far as secular music, or is it different?
I think it's different, don't you? I mean, popular Christian music these days has gotten a lot better than it was 20 years ago. The better players, better writing, better lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just there's a lot of great artists out there who really love the Lord with all their heart. And God gifts them with the ability to spread that news and spread that word through their music.
So. Well, let's talk about some of the people that you want. Let's say that you're a sixth grader and you got an electric guitar a couple years ago and you can flat wail on that guitar, but you don't sing or anything. Can that person audition for your show?
Yes, absolutely. Instrumentals. It doesn't have to be vocal. It can be instrumental, any kind.
Yeah. Now you've got a lot of us like to sing in the shower. I can't offend anyone in my shower, but if I sing in public, it's not a good thing. So there's people, let's say you got a 10th grader, at El Dorado High School that happens to be a pretty good singer. Oh, by the way, don't take a video of yourself singing in the shower. We want to stay away from that. What we want to do is have you take a video of yourself singing, and you can have a music track in the background, right?
Yeah, and it's better if they do.
As long as it's Christian music that honors God, glorifies God. So you have to be careful of your choices of music as well. You know, you don't want some kind of a devil music going on there.
Okay, now I want to tell you a quick story because I think you'll know these artists and a lot of our listeners will know them. Probably a lot of young people won't know them. But years and years ago, I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I saw Brian Duncan and the Japanese Akano Band.
Mm. Oh, that's awesome.
Now, what that means is it was just Brian Duncan and a keyboard, and then he had a little DVD or a CD player, which was the Japanese Akano Band, that was playing all the tracks. And he had it, you know, connected in, and he did all these really cool songs. And Russ Taff actually did the same thing. And it was a wonderful concert. But in those days, there weren't big ticket sales for Christian artists.
And yet
they took the time to minister to us and to put together a very entertaining, very much of a blessing show. And I really enjoyed it, just thoroughly, because both of those people could really sing. And that's kind of what you're after too. You want vocalists, right. You want musicians, you even speakers. Want groups, speakers.
Yeah, praise team, speakers,
evangelists,
poets.
Comedy.
Poets.
Comedy, yeah.
Christian comedy, yes.
I love clean comedy.
Yes. Yeah,
I do too. It's hard to find.
You know, like Christian man Jeff Foxworthy. Yes. He'd be a good example. You know, a lot of fun with that. There's a comedian that came to Calvary Church years ago named Jeff Allen and spent a long time not as a Christian, and he became a Christian, and then he adapted all of his comedy, and all he really did is tell real stories about his family. And it was just a riot because it was all true. And, you know, being vulnerable that way and sharing your personal life and all of that. You guys love music. And,
yes,
and you really want people to use music to glorify the Lord.
Yes.
We want young people to get into music in a way that, they can lead a good life rather than spend their life in a bar.
Yeah. Terry, let's give our listeners that might be interested in sponsoring your event. There's a nice program that's put together. I'm sure there's some recognition of the sponsors and things as we have done today.
Yeah.
The live show will be Friday night, April 1st at Hoffmantown Church. That's on Harper, and it's a really neat venue. Beautiful, beautiful facility. And the auditions are done online. They're active right now and you go right to abqgodstalent.com. You log in and you can upload a video of talent, and then that will be evaluated and judged by the ABQ God's Talent team. And then 10 people will be selected for the show, which families are invited to attend for free.
And bring all your friends.
Did I get all that right?
Yes.
Yeah, you nailed it.
And your church groups.
That's right.
Youth.
Okay, you might be a church leader. You might be a small group leader. You got some talented people. Get them signed up. You can submit your application and your audition for free. If somebody wants to sponsor, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call me at 505-238-2966 and leave a message, because I get so many junk calls, sometimes I don't answer. So if I don't answer, just leave a message. But they can also go to abqgodstalent.com and and there's a place for them to donate, and we'll put their name in the program automatically when they donate.
I think sometimes Marty looks at me like, oh, we have to do this for a whole half an hour.
No,
you already got through the whole half an hour. Thank you both for joining us today. I appreciate
you
very much.
God bless you.